GP Homies is filmed in front of a live video audience. Parental discretion is advised.
Oh, that's Wally. Wally.
Are you here?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll pause this.
Yeah, pause it.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't say it loud. We're on live broadcasting. I don't want people coming over on here.
What's the license plate?
Yeah, man. You know that there's a lot of people that don't like me in this world.
Hey, can you move it forward like two elephant dicks forward? The ass end of my car is sticking out close to the street, and I'm nervous about it.
Will with his ass out all the time.
Yeah, okay. I'll try to move it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, later.
That's staying in.
Wish I would have had it closer.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Put my crotch next to the table so I can feel right.
Move a little bit.
To me?
Two elephant dicks to the
table. I need a scoop. That puts me in his lap, dude. So.
Oh, okay.
Half an elephant dick?
Half an elephant dick. Right.
No, I bought a knife at a... I bought a knife and went to a gun show at... Who's that? Dallas Ranch? South Fork Ranch? There was a gun show there at the convention center.
Really?
And I bought a knife. You just hit him with that fucking... I should
like
go
a
get it.
Pummel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pummel? Yeah. Why not?
Shit. Okay, I'll be right back.
Go real quick. What happened?
He has a dildo he's going to show us.
Over that top one.
So do you want to... what did Leo say? He's not coming?
He said he was. He said he'd be here in about an hour, and that was at 8 o'clock, so I'm thinking he'll be here by 9.
Okay.
9:30.
Let's see that knife, man.
Huh? Oh, you want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you just pop it.
Ooh, it's an automatic.
And that little piece of fucking steel right there.
Yeah, that's good for like...
Bro, for the windows.
It'll break a glass or whatever. So finger fuck it, look at it, don't lick it, and don't ejaculate. Don't ejaculate with it or anything, but just, it's really nice, bro.
Oh, yeah. Surprise.
This is how you know you're Mexican.
Got a little hole in the middle, so I guess whenever you stab somebody, they're gonna know
you right now. Oh, don't do that, man. Because then we're going to have to put it on the TV. Yeah. We have to. It's like,
you don't have to.
It's a must, man. If you do that, stab yourself with it.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
It feels...
You can probably put it at somebody.
If you put your hand
like
that and then...
Oh, that's like
blade,
a box cutter.
Like it'll stop. It's like an emergency little fucking thing, so...
But if you stab somebody, it won't...
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's good to go. I've stabbed 2 cats already.
So you think I'm going to buy this without trying it out?
Yeah.
Okay, 90 days to return it.
That's the Chicano seal of approval for that shit.
Uh-oh. Look at Johnny. There's a new Johnny happening right now.
He's really going to get deported now.
Can we go bring mine?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Can I bring mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no. He has a machete.
Yeah, you got the big ones, right?
I got like 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah,
no, this one's nice.
He's like, it's a nice baby. Knife.
It's not the size.
This reminds me of that movie. Remember, they used to be like,
yeah, give me your money, punk.
Yeah, like back in the 70s. What was it called?
The New
Yorkers.
Switchblade.
What was that movie called?
There's a lot of movies.
West Side Story.
Yeah, the West Side Story.
Yeah.
And then you start dancing with it.
Yeah.
You got the guy's hand.
Come on. That was like a Michael Jackson music
video. Can you imagine Billy doing this?
Who?
Come on, guys.
Who?
This guy named Billy.
Oh, okay.
This guy
named
Billy. You think anybody would actually pay to see us? You think we got one?
You don't even pay to see us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it's a bad investment.
You're costing us money.
Yeah,
we're already in the hole, dog, with these microphones.
If there's one good fan over there that's willing to pay to, what's it called, a patron? Let us know who you are.
Donate.
Hit us up in the chat room.
Hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a spin a day with the GP homies. We're going to do it like an auction.
That's not a bad idea.
We're going to auction and see who pays the most money. And the person that wins, they get to spend a whole day with us.
A whole day, like 24 hours?
No, not 24 hours. Kind of like
shit, dude. I can't stay up that long.
2 hours.
We'll go to dinner.
With those 2 hours, you can ask us any questions, any advice.
Have you do yard work?
How do you do your yard work in this guy?
Does he really talk like that?
You can ask us about aliens and Michael.
Aliens.
And guess this wood. Yeah, what kind of wood this is? You know, let us know what you think it is.
So we're gonna go back right into it. We're gonna start a new episode.
Man, we're already fucking in it, dog.
We're in it, man. We're on this shit.
I don't care. I mean, that shit. We're in it.
Yeah, we already started.
We're already in it, man.
Go ahead. Ask.
First of all, we want to ask you, who are you? You just popped out of the middle of nowhere. Who are you?
Where'd you come from?
Yeah, where you come from?
William GP Homies Podcast. Yeah, you know, you heard of me? I'm in the picture.
I used to be in the picture.
I think China hacked our account and then took me out for some reason. I don't know. They probably heard about the and then they said, get that fucker out of here. In Chinese, of course.
Is that true, Johnny? You seen it?
I mean,
that sound legit.
Hey, why y'all asking me for
it? You asked the question.
Fact check me, Mike. You can fact check me.
Mike knows.
GGping.com.
Wait.
You should answer.
Wait a minute. He's telling the truth, man.
Whoa.
He's telling the truth.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Seven.
There
was
some ladies
no
asking him about, where is he at?
Mm-hmm. Is he single?
Did you tell him?
Is he married?
They were over there in, what was it, Canada? Well, we're very famous over there.
I think it's Budapest.
Yeah, Budapest.
When I went by.
That's from one of them spam offices or whatever.
Yeah, trying to get us to donate money to them.
Yeah.
Anyways. So you're from GP.
Yeah.
You graduated
South GP, 98, class of 98. Okay. What's up?
So the question is, if there was one thing you can do, if you could go back and you can change, what would you do?
Oh, man, you got me on this one, bro. I've been thinking about this for a while.
How long?
17,
since 99,
years. Maybe.
Since
99. To be brutally honest, man, I probably would have join the cheerleading team, the cheerleading squad. No joke.
You
no
do
joke.
A scholarship or what?
He don't. Huh? He doesn't
you
like
do a scholarship or what?
He's conservative, bro. So he doesn't.
And
like.
So he can be like this.
Yeah, exactly. What are you looking at when you look up? When you're picking them up?
Fuck. Bloomers,
man. What are you touching when you pick? You're touching the feet, and they got to come back down. And what you grabbing when they come back down? It's happiness, boy. It's joy.
He said it's happiness.
So it's joy. Just like,
what if she's dirty, dog? What if she's sweating? What if she's sweating, dude?
That's all right, bro. That's all right.
It smells like funk.
It don't matter.
What are you, 18? 18? 17, 18? I guess. And then you're grabbing that? You're touching that? I mean,
some of us,
you're around that?
Some
you're
of us were 19. Yeah, 19 mean, still hey, there.
But that's what I probably would have done.
Yeah.
Cheerleader? No, would have been good.
Mystical was a cheerleader.
Who?
Mystical.
Yeah, I heard that.
And you would have. You know what happened to him?
He's still grabbing.
He's still grabbing and touching shit.
Yeah.
When he's 40 years old.
He's not getting. He's locked up right now.
Oh, he's in jail?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Twice.
Mystical assault twice.
Mm-hmm.
He got out and did it again.
Yep.
Allegedly.
He's in jail right now. Mm-hmm.
That would have been your story right there.
Probably. There you go.
That would have been your story.
Remember Billy?
So I guess the path you took was the right path.
Yeah, I guess so.
Join the Marines.
Stayed out of jail.
Live my fantasy life. Or just go to the Marines. I don't know. Thumbs up butts or thumbs up butts. With the uniform. Well, I guess both of them be uniforms.
Yeah. True.
I guess
somebody
he forgot.
Give Will a shot.
So what happened? Oh, no. No shots for Will. We all know how he turns.
Yeah.
Then you'll get the Billy side out of him.
Uh-oh.
Then you'll go back to Billy. I'm Billy.
Yeah.
Two elephant dicks later.
Oh. Yeah, let's wait till the end of the show. And then
we're always recording.
Yeah.
That one time that you saved my life, I remember we went to school the next day.
Yeah, we went to school
and then Leah was like, Leah
Mooney came and picked us up. Yeah.
For real, don't play.
For real, he saved my life. Uh-huh. Yeah, he was like, come here, homie.
Hold on, can I get a picture?
he was like, no, homie. You're gonna stay alive with me. Yeah. You're not going to jail today. I'm not leaving you there. And he picked me up.
I just remember Johnny going,
I can't make it home. I can't just go. You kept telling me to go. And I was like, no, come on.
Just leave me.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Save
yourself. Hey. Yeah, I was. I was like, go, man. And like, it's just like in the movies.
And then we did a Friday. He passed by a car and he goes, hey, let's just rest in this back of this bed. I'm like, fuck.
Was this before or after he stole your shoes?
That was Enrique, dog.
That was during the same time, man. That's the way Flacco works.
Hell no.
Bullies me and then he shows me a lot of love. Yeah, right.
Nah, bro, that was Enrique. He hit the motherfucking shoes. I was like, dude, don't do that to him.
Hey, you know that day?
That dude was bad.
Probably would have whooped Enrique, man. I think I could have whooped his ass.
Shout out to Enrique, dog. What's up? Yeah,
I like
to the podcast.
Don't get me
wrong. Yeah. I think he beat you up now.
But yeah, but I think
hit us up. Yeah, yeah. We'd like to see this fight.
Angry, I always hit him up. I know he works a lot.
Their friends. I was like, fuck them, man. I ain't gonna be their friends no more.
Yeah, bro. Don't forget to give us a like and write a comment and don't be shy.
We can make that fight happen.
No, I said I could have.
Pay per view.
Not no more. He'll probably whoop my ass now.
Pay-per-view. So, like I said, we can make that fight happen.
Yeah.
You got insurance, right?
Nah, fuck it, man. I'll whoop his ass.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
And Rick, if you out there, man, meet me up, man. We're going to get this fight going, man.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
You owe me one. I'm going to whoop your ass for that day, man.
Hey, you know he's part of that Trailwood crew.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know Jesse over there.
I got your back, dog. Fight, hell yeah.
Hey, there's a makeshift octagon right behind Trader's Village. So if y'all are ready, I can set it up.
There you go.
So just let me know.
We can the real cockfish.
Hey, we're gonna be like, Enrique, Leo? I'm calling you.
No, Leo ain't.
Your motherfucking crew out.
There you go. Yeah.
If you want to go bring all that trouble, motherfuckers, bring it up. We'll take it back to the old school days, man. Look at him. Look at this, man.
Get the gloves.
Look at the gun. Show the guns.
He's working out.
I got two tickets to the gun show already. He's with me.
Look what we got here, man.
Oh, man.
You going to be...
Work that jack-off muscle.
That's why he's so strong. What about the other one?
Oh, shit.
Check this out.
Get it.
You going to get your ass whooped, man.
God damn.
That one's going to throw stuntman right there, too.
All right, so that's April 12th. We'll make that happen.
I was thinking like Cinco de Mayo, maybe, or
maybe.
What's after Cinco de Mayo? What's not 4th of July, but there's something in between 4th of July and Cinco de Mayo.
June.
June.
That's what I'm saying.
Anything
in June?
Juneteenth.
Hey, dude, that's good.
That's good.
It's
right?
dark. Hey, I didn't mean that.
Why?
Equality,
let me check
brother.
His profile real quick. Enrique, what was his last name? Oh, I hope this ain't him right here.
We got nothing but love for them homies.
We care.
At that house, at Jesse's house, there was a lot of...
That was like the meeting point. That was like the...
A lot of parties and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. That was the after spot every time for everything, bro.
A lot of making out.
Oh.
Like us together? Or no,
like girls? Like guys?
Girls coming by.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
The girls were making out?
Clarify.
That's what I heard.
I mean, I wasn't there.
No, I was there. I was high and drunk, but I was there.
Everybody was high and drunk.
Off butt ice.
Zima.
I remember when he brought his Zima, he's like, hey, we need to drink something good for the bitches. And I was like, huh?
Yeah.
And then I was like, I ain't never drinking this shit again.
I was just saving it, and I finally drank it at the end of the night.
So you got to do something different. They were like fucking beer, and I was like, yeah, you're right, but I ain't drinking that shit.
Man, I'm gonna go ahead and just say it, man.
Go ahead.
Fuck Leo.
God.
I said it.
Woo!
Get that off your chest, big boy.
And I told his ass, I'm gonna jump his ass once I see him over here. Nah, I'm just playing.
He got 15 minutes to get here, so.
Yeah, he's supposed to be here, man.
Well, you're gonna see him Sunday morning, so.
He doesn't work.
Make sure you stretch before you start anything, you know?
You gotta trip him or something like it works.
Yeah, I know. We're at that age, so you better stretch everything.
Yeah.
Everything. He means everything. Yeah. Upstairs, downstairs, inside, outside.
Your back.
Hey, just stretch it out, bro.
Because if you do.
Man, I think I got a lot of fights coming up.
Oh, shit. Pulled a muscle.
Yeah,
Leo, Enrique. It's gonna be a number. Oh, Oh,
you gonna get
viral? Hey, there's this old man over there fighting all other old men.
Bums fighting, bum fights.
It only lasts 20 seconds, but it's fun for a little bit.
Hey, bum fights are taking off, bro. I think it's coming.
I think it's becoming illegal
again.
Yeah, it is.
Hell, I see it all the time on Lancaster when I go to work.
Lancaster,
all them damn bums.
That's live.
Yeah,
live. I don't think you can post those anymore.
No, I seen some crazy shit going to work, man.
Do you ever stop?
Hell no, I don't stop.
You don't pull over and watch?
No.
Unless he's got to pee.
No. Yeah. No, I'll hold it till I get to work. Now, I've seen bums like pee on the side of the road. I seen chick.
Oh, how ironic.
Oh, shit. Hey, I ain't a bum, though.
But how do they know?
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. Next to each other, though, right?
I seen them
you're
pee.
You better than him, though, right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
You're a higher class.
That's right. That's right.
You're a higher I'll class bum?
Hey, yeah. I get chauffeured to my place where I'm going to go pee. One summer, I seen like a chick topless just walking around, titties just flopping there.
Damn, that's no shit. Where I work too in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
You could be naked, druggy girls.
Yeah.
Is she black, white, or Mexican?
She's black.
Damn,
she's
black. I'm on my way, dude. Give me the address.
All right, yeah. Hopefully the other one will be here in like 5 minutes or so.
He better have pizza with
him. Yeah. He's not showing up. Hey, give him a bear hug from behind so that way he won't know it's you, and then you could settle it like that. Say, who's your daddy? That's what you want to do. Isn't that the end game? That's the end game.
To make you my bitch.
Yeah.
You gonna be my bitch.
Ask him who runs IT.
Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
do it, man.
Okay. Have you done it before?
That. No, I never done that, but this guy seems to have experience.
No, I'm just saying. That's what you wanna do,
He might be quiet, but this dude's funny as fuck too. He'll get me, man. Have you ever really conversated with?
Give us an example.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I ain't seen it.
That was an example.
I ain't seen it.
He got some jokes.
He's saying he ain't seen it like the Loch Ness or Sasquatch.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like the Cybertruck.
Yeah.
We're gonna bring that wild side of Leo right now.
All right,
we're gonna fuck around with him. Man.
I hope so. He's
not. We'll call him up.
Yeah, we need more likes.
More likes.
Yeah, we got. Last time, 6. So maybe we could get 12.
Y'all go follow us on GP Homies Podcast. We on Instagram.
Call Leo.
TikTok.
Say, where the fuck you at?
Twitter. What else? Facebook. YouTube.
Patreon
coming soon. Spotify. What else? Apple, whatever. We're on all the listening platforms, and we're just here to entertain you.
Basically. We're desperate now.
You're always fucking up the podcast.
I know, right?
We're on a desperate moment now.
Don't worry, you'll get at it.
Yeah, it's like,
hold on. Hey, since we do have William over here today, let's talk about skanks.
Damn.
That's his favorite topic, skanks.
Okay. His favorite topic.
Woo! Yeah, you always
the say, floor is yours, idea. Will.
Oh, man, what do you want to know, man? I don't know, man. Go ahead with the questions, I guess.
Where do you find your skanks at?
they're everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a big business for that, dude, but you got to be really on the quiet side, but they're really shy, so.
And what about if you drink with wine?
It might be good.
Might be good.
Yeah.
Are we still talking about skanks?
Crackers. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, man. Hey,
what other question you have?
That was basically it. So,
how do you trap the skanks? You like set out bait?
This is gonna be a long, detailed.
Give us the cliff notes first,
man. So you just got to come up with a plan. You got to come up with a plan A, B, and C. And you got to initiate plan A first, because if that fails, go to plan B. And if plan B fails, you at least got plan C. And that's going to be your game changer. That's going to be your game winner. And that's going to take you
over the top, the
finish line. So
yeah, cool.
Make sure you have at least three. I say three good, decent plans to trap on them hoes, because
Yeah, they get you know, pretty dangerous.
They're elusive
when wet.
Slippery, huh?
Slippery. That's what I meant. Okay. Thanks.
Why do you keep grabbing your legs, bro?
Oh, why do I keep doing this?
Yeah.
You're getting excited.
Tell me again about those games. He's all happy.
How do you trap him again?
Yeah, so
he said ABC. Right?
He's taking notes. Yeah. He's taking notes.
Game plan, right?
What's the difference again?
The reason why I do this is because I can't stand still, so I got to be moving. And the way I do this, I kind of rub my leg. It helps me calm down. That's what it is.
Okay.
Basically, it. If y'all want to know, you happy now? Flock with you. Let them know my.
No, comments. I like the other thing that we thought.
Yeah, that was better.
No,
yeah,
that's what you want to think about too.
No, I don't want to.
Bro, you either
it.
Need a fidget spinner or you need like a Rubik's Cube because you're going crazy like that with your hands. So, yeah, you're real fidgety.
Okay. So, Will.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
How do you feel? What is the consensus on, I guess your opinions on the homies dating other homies' exes? And have you been on either side of that?
If it's talked about with the homie that's the ex.
Oh, here goes Leo. Hold on.
What's up, homie?
Hey, where do I park?
Oh, just on right there on the side.
The straight driveway.
Straight driveway.
Tell him it looks like an elephant's dick and you just park right there.
The one with the... He said that looks like an elephant dick.
You're going to get t-shirts made with elephant's dicks. Right. Where do I park? Oh, by the two elephant's dicks. Hey, can you move up two elephant's dicks?
Are we paused?
Mic check.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh,
there you go. All right.
Start the game. So that's the end of the show.
Let's start it.
Let's get it.
There you go.
Let's get it going. All right, man.
Well, that was our podcast. Leo finally said something.
That's it. Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Good game, guys. Good game.
Good job. We've been waiting for this.
Made that long drive. We waited all that time. Just for you to say, hey, what's up?
Wash the clothes and then came over here. If I could go back and dry them.
Yeah. we're going to go.
Okay, Hollywood.
We're taking it back. We got another guest.
Hell yeah.
You know, we got a special guest today. Right,
best behavior.
Mr. Leonardo. I'm not going to say his last name.
Really?
And there we go.
Hell
yeah. Welcome back.
What's up,
man?
Pimpin'?
Leo.
Chilling. Spit game. Pimpin' spit game.
You gotta talk in the mic.
Yeah, say something. Yeah.
How's the weather outside?
Yeah.
Hello?
Sunny? Just been working, huh?
Somebody give him a shot.
Here we go.
No shit.
Here we go.
What I chat away.
Just a little.
All right, man. First of all, we want to just say thank you, Leonardo. We know you're a busy man, and you don't need to be here. Not with those peasants here, but a lot of people have been talking, and they've been saying...
Word on the street?
Word on the street. And this are just rumors. Y'all know about my rumors. that Johnny wants to whoop your ass and jump you. Is that true? They just want to know, well, what did you do to him?
So you let me know, man. Do I need to take my jacket off?
Damn.
I told you.
Man.
Treasure Village got
y'all the one that make me want to fight this guy. I didn't want to.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah, man. So are we gonna get down after? What's up, man? I'm tired. The reason why was because I went to your where you were working at, were coming out.
It's work beef.
And I was trying to say hi to you. And you look like you didn't even know me. Like, hey, what's up, man? And
like you didn't give us a job.
Damn.
Like you said, what are you doing?
I think
he was like, what are you doing here? Like,
it's time for me to go home, man. I was in a rush. I'm trying to go home and, you know, get some rest.
I was in a hurry.
No.
You should have smacked him on the back of the head. Hey, I was talking to you.
Yeah, I took it like, man, this guy right here just
think he's
come over here
me.
And tells me what I'm doing here. I'm trying to say what's up to my homie.
Boy, you look at me when I talk to you. Uh-huh. You look me in the eye.
I'm over here telling my co-worker over here. I'm like, man, and this is one of
best
my best friends right here coming. Like, look how much love he's going to give me. And this guy comes over here. What are you doing here? I got to go.
Gotta get home and get some rest.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Second.
Let's go, Mike. Set it up.
Set it up.
Oh, all right. So topic number one is what is our standard? What is our procedure? How do we feel about people talking to other people's exes or messing around other people's exes?
Yeah.
Will was going to start that conversation. Oh, yeah.
Bro, just as long as you talk to your boy, just let him know, hey man, I don't know how you feel about this. I'm just letting you know this is my game, this is my plan.
This is A, B, you know, and C, and D.
A, B, and C, and D. I don't want you to get in the way, but I won't I respect you.
That's my boy.
So when I'm laying down the chilosa, hey, just close your eyes. Look the other way. Look the other way.
Your eyes are going to burn.
You, my boy, I love you.
You ain't got no feelings
just
for her.
Just go over
dude.
There.
So the stance is, we're good.
It's yeah. Like, so just holla at your boy. Let him know. Lay that you lost and then just live life.
So let me ask you, is A, you ask your boy, hey, I'm telling you,
no,
I'm gonna go.
You're not asking.
Oh, you just telling,
hey, my dog, okay, my boy, my guy.
I'm gonna give you a heads up. Giving you a heads up.
I'm laying the pipe. Is this my boy?
I know in middle school y'all used to date for 2 weeks.
But what if it's one of those one night things, or it happened in one night where you don't have a chance to preemptive.
No, well, he say, are you already doing it?
So like, is it
are
just a one night stand?
Well, no, I'm just saying this in general.
If it is a one night stand,
like if it happened already,
yeah. Oh, if it happened already, yeah. Just like, hey, bro, this is what happened. Hey, you know what? What you want to do? Twin Peaks. Let's go.
Resolve it.
Yeah. Just real quick. You kind of slide it in there.
You don't need the whole one hour story. Like you did to his girl.
Hey, boy. My guy. Sorry, not boy. My guy. Check this out. That's what I did. Let's go, Twin Peaks.
All right. First round's on me.
First round.
Well, what you think about that, Leo? Is that the way it goes?
I agree. Yeah.
Now, the question also is, have you ever done shit like that before?
Has anybody ever done that shit?
Anybody, not just me.
you done it before?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
To the homies?
Yeah, to the homie.
Nah.
You never mess around with one of the homies' ex. Our current girlfriend at the time.
Our current girlfriend.
I gotta go.
You don't know. You don't want to say it.
I don't remember.
Where's this coming from, man? No, no.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, you know, we did crazy stuff.
I got
stuff,
a bad memory,
man.
Dog. I got that.
So you never PTSD. Went. You never went. Mm-hmm. And you know, you had one of the homies was talking to a girl, and you went over there and you were like, hey, by the way,
check out
your girlfriend was with me a while ago. You never done that shit before.
Bro, I can barely remember whenever I got here. Before that, it's like whatever, dog. You know, I don't know.
He's putting cheetahs everywhere.
So, yeah.
Okay, because there were...
Just a no. I don't take inventory of my shit, Johnny. My shit just...
Hold on.
It's one on and done, bro. I'm like, all right, see you later.
He's getting up for it. That
was the message.
Plan.
Hey, somebody sent a text message.
Oh, shit.
Not a text message. On the social media and was like... I remember I dated both of the tourists.
Uh-oh.
And that's why this subject came up. Is this true?
I refer to Leo.
Leo?
For the rest of this question.
Have you and Mr. William Torres ever messed around with the same girl?
Like Usher?
Who are we talking about?
R. Kelly?
Oh, who are we talking about? There's been multiple.
Which one? Which one?
Pick one.
Yeah. Damn.
Has there been ever that situation ever happened?
Probably.
Yeah. Do you have any remorse for doing that?
Yeah. Was this an
excitement? Was it Leo or was it Will?
Yeah. Were y'all competing against each other?
Yeah, just doing what we got to do, man.
Is that a tag team combo?
Yeah.
Were any one of y'all using such words as, this is Dirty South? What are y'all doing that?
Most likely.
I refer to Leo to answer this.
What y'all saying? Make him say,
Yeah, something like that.
You remember saying that?
Na-na-na-na.
Most likely, yeah.
Most likely, yeah. Okay.
I probably said this is a no limit hoe because she's giving it up. So. I probably said something like that.
Another situation. Were any one of y'all involved in a Red Saturn back in the day? Were y'all
Red
involved
Saturn.
In that Red Saturn at nighttime driving in the back seat? Leo?
Were you ever in a Red Saturn back in the 90s?
Probably several times. All of us.
Yeah. Well, I mean. Do you remember William being with you a few times?
Probably.
Do you have any trauma from that day?
Yeah.
Not that I can remember.
Was there any unwanted advances?
Any hidden memories?
Suppressed memories that you want to...
You can let it out. This is the place right here.
You're amongst friends.
Nah. All right. Not that I can remember, man. Not to me.
This is a judge-free zone.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, bro.
Just between that six.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay.
I don't know, man.
We'll change the subject.
All right.
No names. No names.
They chose to stay anonymous.
Say another name.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Yeah. You want me to say a name?
No, fake name. That's what he's saying. Right. He's saying fake name.
Okay. Well, was there ever
a name that rhymes with the real name? Yeah.
Was there ever
Consuela? Consuela.
Was there ever a Consuela that was light skinned? She was light skinned back in the days, and that y'all both supposedly messed around with. Was there a light skinned Mexican girl, or maybe was she Mexican?
I don't know. Yeah,
she was
about
a little dingy.
Oh shit!
You know, you
got it? I think I got it now.
Okay. No, I know.
The name sounds familiar. Name sounds familiar, but
Consuela?
Yeah.
It's from Family Guy.
Yeah, she cleaned houses. So she was making bank.
No, I'm serious. It was the one chick from South something. named Consuela, I think.
Yeah. Okay, well.
No, I don't know. That's why I refer to Leo.
You said you
knew. For that. Yeah, Consuela. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So what was the deal with Consuela?
Yeah, she was good.
When you said dingy, I got it.
She barely know English and she was dingy. So it's like, might as well.
All right.
Damn, I want to know about this story.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have no more questions.
Oh, fuck. No more questions, Your Honor.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. I got one guard.
It sounds like a deposition.
Mr. Flacco.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
Yeah. Put your kisser right next to the mic.
Go ahead.
Were you ever in a situation where...
Yeah, tell me.
Mr. Leonardo.
Whoa.
Was trying to talk to one of your girls. While you were talking to the girl at the same time.
Probably.
No, at the same moment.
If he did, I didn't know. I didn't get the courtesy. So I didn't know. He might have.
I'm not talking about not behind your back or nothing.
Oh,
like right in front of you?
Like, oh, like right. Yeah. Like I'm
in
talking,
front of your back?
I have stories with Leo too, but
so you do agree with exes?
Oh, me personally?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
Spit it out, dog. Yeah. Spit it out.
No, maybe
a
few times.
You don't pick a side.
I disagree. Back in days, disagree.
You don't remember. You don't
remember.
Does he,
no,
does he have a guilty conscience?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. No, I wouldn't. Sorry.
Okay, I mean, has it happened?
To me, yeah, probably once.
With Leonardo Torres?
No, it wasn't him. It wasn't him. Nah.
He's like, damn it.
I mean, like I said, I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Leo's like, I should show up for this shit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I've done it to somebody, but I actually had a conversation with that person. So,
there you go.
And it was one of those situations, but it wasn't like current, but I just still
back
felt weird.
And it's not real what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's fake.
It's all entertaining.
I know, and I think Consuela, I know her too.
As well as Leo and the Torres brothers?
I might have known Consuela too.
I think we all did.
I didn't know Consuela. I can say that much.
Well, we can continue. Mooney.
Mooney, do you know Consuela?
Yeah, I know. Damn. If it's who I think it is, yeah.
Son of a
sidebar.
Yeah, no wonder y'all weren't in class.
No. It was no. I had nothing to do.
Oh, she cleaned your house too?
No. I know who she is, but I never.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, dog. Because I'm sure you'd probably want to. Because
she can clean.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I was a dirty motherfucker, too. So. Though,
hey, does it matter who's first?
Whoa.
Yeah. Will it matter?
I don't think so.
No?
Not to me.
Not unless you're there all at the same time. I think it matters at that
point. I'd like to know, like, if, like, Fina Marquezuela's, you know, the homies messed with it. That way I could be like, well, fuck, give me one of your consoles.
Well, hey, man, you did it to me. Let me do it to you.
Yeah,
you owe me one.
I guess it's been the years have passed. Having like it's, there's a limit where you can't get no more mad at her.
Yeah, what is it?
What's it called? Statue limitations. So it's about time for
it expired.
For everybody to be honest with Mooney.
Yeah,
damn it. Oh shit!
Do you want to start or Leo? So, are you Billy?
That's how we'll work. Me?
Was I the first though?
Let's just put it. Yes, you were.
Okay.
And you were the last also.
What does that even mean?
I'm just messing with you.
Mooney, I think you're talking about a Consuela swap, right? That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You do me, like, I do you.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
Sounds like something. It's like
hey, dog, you took Marcus Whaley. Well, fuck. Can I get one of your consoles? Yeah.
I got you.
Hold on, man.
Let's do it.
This question goes to all the GP homies.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of Consuela swapping around here?
What's going on?
What was?
I think there was a couple of Consuela swapping. So that's
Consuela swapping? Consuela. Yeah.
And that's our show, folks. You heard it here, folks. First.
Damn. Hey, no need to fact check. So I know that's just legit.
No, rumors. Not rumors, but that people been saying that this Taurus guy right here was very famous back in the days for doing that Exus shit going on.
Whoa.
Is that true?
The what?
The
Exus.
The exes,
yeah, you know that you were supportive of
your ex hunting,
the
ex hunter,
the homies exes,
yeah, the homies exes.
I think we all did, man.
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
I thought that was normal.
Damn. No, dog. Oh,
shit.
Nah. Oh, all
right, man.
Oh, man.
We gotta switch the subject. Man.
Right.
Switch the subject.
Y'all good on that, right? You got everything settled.
Hey, this is another episode. Oh, first of all, I want to thank William and Leo for coming. Okay. Appreciate y'all. I know it's a new location. Hopefully, we can continue having it here. Hope y'all like it. And, you know, to the rest of the crew, you know, we always here. We're doing. Just stay tuned for other stuff we're doing. This might be our last.
Oh, yeah. We
our last video on YouTube. Yeah. But, yeah.
When you go 2 hours,
I don't like enough.
So we got some sad news.
So
some breaking news too.
Yeah. So
help us fun.
Let me just go ahead and tell y'all about producers. This breaking news. It's sad, but we had many death threats, so we gotta get off.
We're no longer gonna be. Most likely, we're no longer gonna be on YouTube.
Just have some clips coming here and there, but
we're going back to audio only.
Just gonna be audio only because. One of our members is being lazy. Doesn't want to spend a whole month.
but
I appreciate everybody coming. This is another episode of GP Homies Podcast. Y'all go follow us, like us, comment, talk shit. It don't matter. Like I said, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or I'm sorry, X, YouTube. What else? Spotify, Apple.
Most likely it's going to be more audio only. So
Pornhub,
listen to us on the audio podcast.
We'll be doing a lot more live shows, hopefully, for everybody. And you can jump on. And only fans, whatever.
So we are going to be doing more.
I want to take this time to say thank you to Mike, producer.
Yeah,
he's moving on, doing better, greater things.
Yeah. He's not leaving the show, folks. Yeah. He's not leaving the podcast.
He
got new podcast members that he's going to be editing for.
I think his homies started a new podcast and they poached him.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the story about Nacho kept trying to get a hold of him.
He's off to better, bigger, and better things.
Congratulations.
But I appreciate everybody. Will, you got anything to say?
No, man. I'm probably starting a GoFundMe account for Mike, Mike's feet pics and Mike's editing skills. So,
oh man,
we're gonna get you back from that other group, Mike. So, a couple of weeks, you'll be back.
Mooney, though. What you got for us?
No, man, I'm good.
All right, man.
Thanks for watching,
Mike. You want to say any farewell messages to your fans?
Man, that was it. That was it. All right. I think, yeah. We'll see if I'll be back.
We'll see. Johnny, go ahead.
See how they treat other homies here.
Apparently. Yeah, man, this ain't your house no more.
You know, they treated like the way you should have been treated a long time ago, man.
Hey, Mike, I really appreciate all the hard work you did for us, and we understand.
I do want to say I appreciate the Torres Brothers for coming together again, literally and figuratively, history. The past and the future.
Hell yeah.
Apparently they came together before.
Y'all make the show, man. I'm telling y'all.
With Consuela.
Yeah. Hey, this is your boy Flacco. I'm out. Y'all tell you, y'all go like. We're about to go live here in a little bit. Y'all watch, y'all comment, y'all talk shit, whatever. Like I told y'all. Leo?
All right. Just everybody stay safe, blessed. And Mike, appreciate it, man. Everything you've been doing.
So, appreciate you, Leo.
Really funny, man, and entertaining to see all of us together. Appreciate it, man.
Hell yeah.
Peace.
Beautiful.
It's sad. Sad. All
right. It's like you're leaving. You have to play some of that sad.